So these are the injuries that you got. Demetrius Harris had foot surgery on the foot that he'd had surgery on. The natural grafting that normally takes place when you put a screw in there didn't take place. So they went in, they grafted it, they represented a screw in the bones there, and we'll see how he does. They feel pretty confident about this one coming up here. Pugsley had a hamstring strain that happened last week. It doesn't look like it's too bad, so I'm sure he'll be back out. And then Sorensen, Bailey, and Hussein, for various reasons. Sorensen, wife having a baby, so he's at the hospital. And then Bailey and Hussein got caught in that storm down south, so they're trying to make their way back here and get here. So all in all, I thought today was a good day. It was great to get back out on the field and be able to go offense versus defense. And that's the primary difference between this camp and the other camps that we've had in phase one and phase two. So it was, and then I thought the guys got to work. It's always a little faster, so they got to work at a little bit better speed than what they had been doing before versus air. Time's yours.
When was the latest surgery for Harris? Was that recently?
Fairly. I believe, I'll tell you what, I'll get it to you. I don't think the date of the surgery, I'm not sure, is on here, but we'll get that to you.
But from what you know, are you optimistic or are they optimistic?
I am, yeah. No, actually, yeah, no, we are. I mean, we knew there was a possibility of this happening. They want to try it without the graft initially, and then, we feel pretty good that he's going to be okay.
What about your rookie tight end, O'Shaughnessy, a smaller school guy, later round draft pick? I know it's early, but do you feel comfortable that he's developed enough where he can help you out this year if you need him?
Yeah, no, I think there's a chance. I mean, we got to see what he's got a long way to go, so we got to see see how he does. But up to this point, he's done very well, and I'll be curious to see as we keep giving him things, how he handles it, and then once we put pads on, that'll be another test.
Hey, Rube, what are some of the strengths of Gordon? Obviously, a veteran in
the Yeah, so Gordon is actually a converted defensive lineman, so you know right away he's going to bring you a physical presence in there. We saw that with his blocking. He's very good at that. And then he's worked like crazy to make sure his pass game caught up to the run game part of it, the blocking part, and I think he's done a nice job with it. He did some good things out here today. Schiltz, it kind of does both. I mean, he gives you pass and run. He's not the fastest guy in the world, but he's adequate in there and works his tail off. So, I think all around that position there, giving me some good battles.
Coach, with the change in the NFL, moving the PAT back to the 15-yard line, what are your overall thoughts on that, especially as you transition with a new long snap?
Yeah, well, we kind of had a feeling it was going to go that way, with the exception of being able to return the extra point or the 2-point play for scores. It's basically what we had during preseason last year. So I'm okay with it. I mean, I don't mind it. I think it puts emphasis on special teams, and that's always good. We try to put emphasis on it, and this adds to it from a league standpoint. So I'll be interested to see how it all works out.
How much do you feel like that'll change your strategy?
You know, I don't think it will much, because you're at the two. Now, I mean, if you're playing 1,000 games, statistically, you could probably work that out, where, you're shooting 43% with your two point plays, and you're shooting 90 whatever percent plus with your extra points, and one's 2 points, one's one. I mean, you can go through and do that whole statistical analysis, but we're not playing that many games.
Do you feel like
Well, you're still shooting in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? You're still – it might not be – it's not the 99.6, but you're going to be probably somewhere between 90 and 94% from that area there. I still think it's – those are good numbers.
Those field goals you kicked in the middle of practice today, were those all the new – from the new PAT distance?
Yeah, most of them were right from that spot. Yeah.
That was by design, I guess.
Right? Yeah. Just so he's kicked quite a few of them from the 15. So the one thing that you have that advantage and where your number might fluctuate from the 90 to 94 is that the kicker, we can tell them what hash or middle we get to spot the ball.
Okay.
So you know, maybe that gives you a little extra percentage there.
I'd like to ask him to speak for Dave, but we're not going to get him for another week.
Mm-hmm.
You've talked to him about this. Just, as far as you can tell, what was his thoughts on the matter about the...
I think I'm probably ditto on what he would tell you. As a special teams coach, you like to have plays that challenge the special teams, and so this is this puts more emphasis on it. And you know, you're not going to if you take it from a strategy standpoint, you're at the two, and you're kicking an extra point. You're close enough there where the fake becomes very prevalent. So your rush is a little bit different level than if you're out at the 15, where that's probably not going to take place. So, or the odds are less than at the two. So, that rush is going to be a violent rush coming in there, more so than maybe at the two.
Hey, Coach, you have Zach Fulton in the center. Is that something he's done before?
He did it last year a little bit in camp. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He hadn't done it before that, but he did it. He did in camp. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you give us an update as far as you know on Eric?
Yeah, Eric actually is doing well. They're going through kind of their he's going to get his big into the school exam here done here. So he's been through all the treatments, and now the doctor is going to sit down with him and go over exactly what the results of that are. So we don't have that. Eric doesn't have it quite yet, but everything up to this point has been very positive from the doctor and from Eric. So it's I think we're heading the right direction with that.
What went into the decision? I know it doesn't mean anything for practice, all that. But what went into the decision to start Allen and Stevenson together with the first team, practice number one? Like, how do you make that decision?
Yeah, look, we're kind of playing everybody in all different spots. So we don't even care. Tomorrow will probably be different. We're going to find the five best guys. That's what we're trying to get to. It's open competition. I really don't care where they play. I just want the five best guys. So, and then we line up and we go play.
So when you're just starting out, you're not just throwing guys out there, though. I mean, it's based on something. Just what do you kind of?
Well, we have guys that have got some experience, and so that doesn't mean that we're not comfortable with the rookie. I mean, we're comfortable with him too. He's picked it up pretty fast here. So, but. The end result is let's get reps. You saw right in the middle, Alex was still out there, and he had another center come in. Zach came in with the ones. So I don't really care. Let's go. Let's just find the best guys, and then we go with it.
Hey, a couple more guys. Fulton at center. That's interesting. He's a big, strong guy. He played guard last year. How did his skill set translate to center? Because you guys asked your center to do kind of a little different things in regards to that.
Yeah, well, he did a little bit during training camp last year, so we got an idea what he can do there. We rotate a few guys in at that center spot. It's an important position. If something happens, if he's not the starter and somebody else is, then you know, however that works, you want to make sure you have more than one.
Adam and BJ. And you had Mitch Morse doing all the snapping during 7-on-7. You need work on that. The shotgun snap, or
yeah, I wouldn't read into that too much. We rotate all those guys through, and but he can't. Listen, it's probably twofold. I mean, you can't get enough reps. So, things I told him during that period was, when you come over there, even though it's 7-on-7, you're taking all your movements fast and according to the protection that's given to you, and so there's it's not a rest period, and you get good work in. But they'll all be doing it. To answer you.
Coach, during these first 3 days, how much do you have the new guys and some of the veterans here? How much are you throwing at these guys just from the logistics, just from building towards training camp?
Yeah, most of this is what they're going to get in training camp. So it's these are the plays that they're doing now are going to be basically the same ones that they see in camp.
All right, thank you.